This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will stick with his August 31st deadline for finishing a U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others. He said the longer troops remain at the airport, the greater the risk of attacks by terror groups. The decision opens him up to criticism for caving to the Taliban and the prospect that some people who want to leave will be left behind. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the major industrialized nations will not recognize a Taliban government unless it guarantees people can leave the country. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country will try to help Afghans who worked with its soldiers and aid organizations and wish to leave Afghanistan after the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops expires. She told the German parliament, quote, the end of the air bridge in a few days must not mean the end of efforts to protect Afghan helpers and help those Afghans who have been left in a bigger emergency with the takeover of the Taliban, end quote. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. In a news conference that continued the conciliatory message put out by the movement since its lightning seizure of Kabul August 15th, the spokesman said the movement had not agreed to an extension of the August 31st deadline and wanted all evacuations to end by that date. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases in Hanoi of the so-called Havana syndrome in Hanoi. The word comes from administration officials. This is VOA News.